You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
How did you coily up, rather oily, let's take a walk?
I'll do your bidding if you quit your kidding me with your talk.
I threw down me work to be with your sweetheart.
So tell that much to the Marie.
To help me, it's truth, this I love none but you.
Go on, you don't know one love me.
Oh, girlie, won't you have me?
Have you? Say, Jimmy, I'd have to be pressed pretty hard to have you.
Well, you'll be pressed pretty hard in a minute here. Hold me, papers. I'm on the press job myself. That's me line.
Well, this line is busy. Ring off. You got the wrong number. 23 for yours. You do.
Well, I might have the wrong number, but I got the right party, see?
Sure?
Sure.
Well, what's your message?
Hello?
Hello?
Jesus.
Go on.
You're just a girl for me.
Rejection.
Hello?
Well?
Jesus. My little queen, don't be.
I have thought of a dandy scheme.
What?
I'll be the peaches and you'll be the cream. Oh, what a beautiful dream. Hello, peaches and cream. Say, there's a stone goes with every peach, and this peach wants a stone on her engagement finger.
Well, we'll go buy it.
I bet you we'll go buy it quick on a run, huh?
Nick, Maggie, I mean it.
Aw, oh, Jimmy, you're all the cream for fair, and I thought all the time you'd like brunettes the best.
Well, ain't you the brunette?
I don't know.
Say, I'll take you down to Coney Island, huh?
Now, will you take me in bathing, Jimmy?
Why, sure thing.
And then you can tell what me natural complexion is like, huh?
Sure, but I know already what it'll be, little girl.
Tell me, Jimmy.
A case of...
What?
Jesus.
Oh.
You're just a girl for me.
Nina?
Hello.
Well?
Jesus. My little cling stone here.
Say, I have thought of a dandy scheme.
What?
I'll be the king.
And I'll be the cream.
Oh, what a beautiful dream.
Say, Kylie, let's make the dream real, huh?
Sure, then it'll always be. Hello, peaches and cream.
Anyway, what if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? as I promised you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, and this week is a very special Radiola for me. I don't normally, although there may be an undercurrent and some influence from my moods, this show is personal, and yearly I feel free to do this show because it is a celebration. This is in celebration of 15 years of being married, and I couldn't be happier. We couldn't be happier. I have to include her, too. But this show is called We're Still Here, and yes, we are. Oh, aren't we? And so this show does have a real theme, and I'm not generally a sentimental nor a romantic guy, but once a year, this is my show for us. Ada Jones and Len Spencer began with Peaches and Cream. That's recorded in 1906. That was off an Aretino, and a rather nice copy of that. It's a little rumbly, but it was 1906, and there's a 23 Skidoo in there too. Well, so far nobody's had the Skidoo, which I appreciate. And Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Phil Dewey, As Long as I Live, 1934, and that, of course, was from the from a set, the Sweet Bands of the 30s, an LP compilation, and I don't normally like using other people's transfers, but this show required some some material that I felt would be appropriate to the occasion. And our theme, Willie Robeson with the Epana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm happily married. Gotta say it. Happily. If you want this or any other playlist, please check out Radiola blog, which you can get to through radiolarhythm.net. That'll get you right there. Googling is it's a risky thing. You can do it if you want. Just don't make assumptions about other things. People are always looking for things and finding me. Well, I've been found. We're going to continue and on the show. We're starting out with Jack Denny, the Frivolity Club Orchestra on Vocalion in 1926. She Belongs to Me.
Her back collar is so I call her my she. She calls me her he. I'm crazy for her. She's crazy for me.
Nightclub Orchestra, that's Harry Reeser leading that, one of his groups. Irving Kaufman singing You're the One I'm Looking For, 1926. Before that, Al Lynn's Music Masters, Max Preval on the vocal. I think that's how he pronounced his name. There's no way of knowing, unless somebody out there is related to him, which, you know, by all means, write to me. I'm Crazy for Her on Oriole, 1927. And Al Lynn had an interesting group. I think he recorded mainly on Edison. That was an odd find, actually. The Frivolity Club Orchestra, Jack Denny's, great band. She Belongs to Me, 1926. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we are celebrating. We're celebrating very much so, because I've outlasted the competition, honestly. I'm the best of three. Got to say it. And here's Gladys Rice and Billy Murray, 1925. Nice store stock, I believe, on Victor. Do you love me?
When a man begins to angle and the heart he tries to entangle, he'll sing love lullaby. Like a sandman while he's napping, he'll begin his tender love tapping, proving what a gay romancer, unless this question he can answer. Do you love me? Do you mean it? Do you promise to love me always, forever and ever, and not for a week or a day? For there are men who love now and then, but they vanish when they hear wedding bells playing. So you must agree, it's going to be forever or never with me.
On the other hand, it's maybe she who'll start her rock-a-bye baby, lulling some heart to sleep. Then while he is gently dozing, she'll see to it that he's proposing. But he takes an awful chancer, unless these questions she can answer. Do you love me? Do you mean it? Do you promise to love me always, forever and ever, and not for a week or a day? For there are men who love now and then, but they vanish when they hear wedding bells playing. So you must agree, it's going to be forever. For there are men who love now and then, but they vanish when they hear wedding bells playing.
So you must agree, it's going to be forever or never with me.
lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until a thrill of that moment when my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unspoken clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until a thrill of that moment when my heart.
Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, Joy Bells, 1927. And that's well, we'll really have another one of those, too, by those boys. And that's, I think, a store stock as well, if I'm not mistaken. Joe Wilbur, from a nice bunch I got from Lloyd Smith recently, My Heart Stood Still. And I'll play the, you know, I don't mention it every time, but a lot of these are from that are from 78s. I've got recently. My Heart Stood Still, Rodgers and Hart, and, oh, yeah, 1927. One of Lorenz Hart's nicer lyrics for that type of thing. Normally he was being clever, but sometimes cleverness is not all, as I'm finding out in my as I travel along this path. Gladys Rice, Billy Murray, Do You Love Me? 1925. This is Radiola, and we're still here, in every sense of the word. In fact, we had a little crisis recently with the Live 365 feed. I had to re-edit a bunch of shows. So what I did was, I had to chop them up a bit, but I tried to do so sensitively and not make it too obvious. And also, I increased the bit rate, which if you are listening to Live 365, you will notice the sound quality is somewhat improved. In fact, it's much improved, but from my ears, and I have piano tuner's ears, so I know this stuff. Don't ask me to tune your piano, by the way. I won't do it, but I used to. I have many talents, including the ability to stay married for 15 years, and I'm Andy Sr., and I embody all those things. We're going to proceed now. Ray Miller and his orchestra, 1924, Adoring You.
Thank you. like you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little loveness. I wanna go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy.
Arthur Ross and his Westerners, that's actually Ben Selvin and his orchestra on Velvetone. That's Irving Kaufman singing She's My Girl. Nice tone, nice recording. Yeah, like it. Mike Speciale and his orchestra, Jimmy Flynn on the vocal, I Want to Go Where You Go, and then I'll be happy. The title itself is terribly long on the record, so I had to abridge it just to fit it on my playlist. 1925, nice band, and Red Nichols is in there playing. Yes, Ray Miller and his orchestra, a great band from that era, and not sort of overrated, so not overrated, underplayed and underrated, I should say. Adoring You, 1924, one of his vocals was overrated, but we're not going to play that this week. But he had a great band, and I like those. And one thing that's not overrated is marriage. I have to say that it's really quite nice to have someone that I don't tell anybody exactly what's on my mind, but one person does know, and she's not on Facebook, so you won't find out from her. You won't even find out from me. But it's much nicer than to blab it all over the internet. But generally speaking, I'm a very happy guy, and we're a very happy pair here. And I'm Andy Senior, and I admit that it's true. It's very much so. Here in Radiola, we continue with Joe Weber and Lou Fields, 1916. This is an edit because I think the beginning was somewhat messed up. But here they are. Speaking of talking about marrying people. Here's their little marriage routine.
What's the matter with you, Mike? You look terrible. Are you married?
No, I'm in business for myself.
You ought to get married.
What for?
Well, you need a wife when you're in trouble.
What, get married when you're in trouble? Hey, would you wake a man up from a sound sleep to give him medicine for insomnia?
I tell you, the man who marries my daughter gets a check for $10,000. Or $1,000 in cash.
Say, you know Miller from Brooklyn?
Yes.
Well, he offered me $20,000 to marry his daughter.
I know that, but he's in the installment business. And he'll give you $100 down and a dollar a week.
No, I never could marry a woman with money.
Why not? Are you too proud?
No, but I am already married to a poor one.
A fella is in love with my daughter, but he only gets $3 a week. And he says if he don't marry her, he's going to blow his brains out.
Ha ha, don't get scared. A fella was thinking of getting married on $3 a week. She ain't got no brains.
My daughter really had good chances. She had a fella, and if she wouldn't marry him, he had $50,000, just because she had a wooden leg.
If I was a girl for $50,000, I would marry a lumberyard.
Well, I don't know. She just wouldn't warm up to him. She was afraid to sit on his lap to see if she'd get splintered.
Say, did he ever make her any presents?
Oh, yes. He sent her bunches and bunches of flowers. Do you know, if those flowers were fresh, it would be worth at least $2.
Oh, my gracious, how time flies. You know, I can't realization your daughter is a marketable age.
Sure, we've been married 25 years, and last week we celebrated our silver wedding. And the only one who gave us a present was Otto Schmidt. He sent us a dozen silver-coated liver pills.
I suppose when you are married 50 years, he will send you a goldfish. Say, besides the present, was it a successful affair?
Oh, yes. It was a big affair. We invited 100 people, and we expected 50, so my wife made dinner for 25.
A mile with a form not too short or too tall. Cheeks like a rose and most beautiful clothes, but that was just about all. So when you marry a girl for looks, the looks may look all right, but you'll be kept busy with eyes and hooks and pulling the strings up tight. Pretty blue eyes and golden hair never make very good cooks. Oh, if you knew what was coming to you when you marry a girl for looks. We furnished a flat and the whole day she sat wondering what to do. Now it wasn't a bluff, she was willing enough, but as green as a spinach stew. Her life was serene while she lived on ice cream and fussed with the fashions all day. But the bread she made up, boy, I gave to the pup, and the poor little dog passed away. When you marry a girl for look, it's just like a doctor's pill. After you've nibbled the sugar all off, you've just about had your fill. Now a woman's beauty is buckskin deep, so they tell me in the book. And you'll find that her skin is most awfully thin when you marry a girl for look. Her hair has no curl, it's done up in a swirl and packed to a Chanticleer hat. When walking she tips, top heavy, no hip. She's a twin to a baseball bat. She has open work hose and big bows on her toes and nice fluffy lingerie. Oodly, idly, oodly, everyone's jealous of me. When you marry a girl for looks, that's just about all you get. A rag, a bone, a hank of hair, and a head that has room to let. A figure just like a barber's pole, without any curves or crooks. You think she's a queen, but you get a string bean when you marry a girl for love.
Naughty eyes, yes, she has got naughty eyes. that certain party. You know the one I mean, sure you know the one I mean, that certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, pretty clothes, not a smarty. Has she got loving ways? Sure she has got loving ways, that certain party of mine.
Baltimore Society Orchestra, that's again Ben Selvin on Oriole, Arthur Fields on the vocal, that certain party, 1925. Very, that's a little rough sounding, recording-wise, but worth the play, that certain party. Raymond Dixon, that's actually Lambert Murphy, who recorded under his own name for more fancy stuff, but for popular recordings, he was Raymond Dixon on Victor. Goodbye, girls, I'm through. Yes, indeed. I've narrowed the field down to one, and that's where I'm staying. 1914. Fred Dupre, When You Marry a Girl for Looks, 1910. Well, people do that. That's a... have to throw in a little Minority Report there, but I have to admit, I'm the one who does all the cooking in the house, and she didn't marry me for looks, that's for sure. And Joe Weber and Lou Fields, The Marriage Market, 1916. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and we're celebrating here. We're enjoying ourselves. This show is dated Friday, April 27th, but the actual day was 2 days before the publication date of this show. So don't mind that. This will have been heard before on the day that it was scheduled for on that anniversary, so it's not like I missed it or anything. God forbid I should. I recently participated in a wonderful evening at the Rome Capitol Theater with so many great performers, and one of the performers was a pianist from Camden, New York, by the name of Dave Liddy, and he played from a sheet music that I had in my collection, from published in Utica, New York, in 1912, and I don't think this thing has been heard for a century, but he played it on the stage of the Rome Capitol last Friday night for the 1912 review, and I have a recording of it. So here's Dave Liddy with the Invincible Home Guards March, and this is something.